Time now for some of your feedback on our coverage yesterday of the trial of Tariq Mahana. He's the Sudbury man facing federal terrorism charges for, among other things, making an English translation of a jihadist text.
We spoke with Harvey Silverglate, a civil liberties litigator who views the case as an attack on the First Amendment. We also spoke with Captain Glenn Solmazy, a law professor at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut. He believes the government is justified in prosecuting the case. Here's a taste of yesterday's discussion.
I'm certain that Harvey would agree that our Constitution is a living, breathing document that adapts and changes over time, and we seem to have to be able to, unfortunately, struggle with this now.
Well, it's living and breathing, but if this case is won by the government, it'll be on life support.
Listener AAB commented on RadioBoston.org, "When translation is a crime, we are all in trouble. Freedom of expression must remain a central value of our society."
Listener Ron Yvette emailed us this, "Lots of instances can be found of clear and present threats of violence and of urging others to violence from the right. None is prosecuted until somebody actually gets shot."
But Jan Dumas wonders, are we going to wait until Mahana goes all Fort Hood on somebody before we take him seriously? Dumas is referring to a 2009 mass shooting at a Texas Army base, allegedly perpetrated by Army Major Nidal Hassan.
We also spoke yesterday with Tamer Mahana, the brother of Tariq. Here's what he had to say regarding the charges against his brother.
They're absurd. They're absurd not only because he did nothing wrong, but they're absurd because we live in the United States and there is such a thing as the Constitution.
That drew this email from Mark O'Day. "You should have asked him why Mahana explicitly denounces the United States and calls for jihad against it, but now wants to hide behind the protections of the U.S. Constitution."
Listeners, we appreciate hearing your perspectives and your thoughts, so keep the conversation going. You can connect with us and with each other on Facebook, on Twitter, at Radio Boston, and on our website, radioboston.org.
Coming up, you've heard of hardcore hip-hop. Well, how about nerdcore hip-hop? I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.